Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Majeed makes a very profound declaration regarding his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says regarding his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدَ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا, that undoubtedly, without a shadow of doubt, in the life of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his way, in his standard of living, in everything he has done, in everything he has shown us, lies the perfect example. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an embodiment. He is the personification of perfection. And he is our turning point. Irrespective of our situation, irrespective of circumstance, irrespective of who we are, what our background is, where we are from. Definitely if you have to turn to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will find guidance in whatever we are looking for. Now many a times, yes, we will look at the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for guidance in various aspects. But more than often, there's one aspect that sometimes we forget about, or we fail to realize that this is also something I can look at my Nabi and gain some level of inspiration from. And that is, when things don't work out the way we want it to work out, when things don't go as planned, when we're having a patch, a gloomy day in our lives, then what has my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shown me? What has he practically taught me regarding the situation and passing through the stage? Unfortunately, we are living in an era, in a time where everyone is undergoing some type of difficulty, some sort of anxiety, some type of stress. For one person, financially, he may be very stable, but his family life is in shambles. For another person, maybe he's comfortable amongst his family, his marital life, everything is going smooth. But financially, he's in a jam. He doesn't know which way to turn. So everyone has their own situation that they are facing. But what we need to understand and realize, that even when going through a difficult patch, a difficult situation, it's not for us that emotion overtakes us to an extent where we completely lose hope, where we completely lose heart, and we feel that, you know what, there's no way out for me. Unfortunately, there are many cases, especially as of recent, where we will find Muslims, believers, a person undergoes some sort of financial difficulty. He was living a certain standard of living. He had a certain job. All of a sudden something happens. Now the person finds that there's no recourse besides taking his own life. There was one instance, Allah knows the reality of what happened, how it happened, what were the circumstances prevailing. But we will say what is apparent. Allah protect us, Allah save us from finding ourselves in a similar situation. But there was one person who was going through some depression. Takes his own life, got a wife, got children, has a very good job. Whatever caused the depression, Allah knows. But more than above than taking his own life, he leaves a note, he leaves a letter saying that, you know what, he is no longer a Muslim, his body must be cremated. Now a person goes to that extent, where the rope of hope, that is our deen, that one rope that he's got to hold on when things get difficult, when things get tight, when things are not going our way, that one pillar of support, and that is Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You burning that, you removing that, then definitely the outcome of that is going to be such an emotional turmoil where a person finds no recourse by taking his own life. We need to understand that these instances, these scenarios in our life are going to play out. If something is working out today, it may very well change tomorrow. But we need to have it in our mind, we need to understand that. That life is not ideal. The ideal life, everything running smoothly, that's for Jannat. Even if something is going well for us now, our marital lives, alhamdulillah, our financial lives, alhamdulillah, everything is running smoothly. Make shukr, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith is advising Sahaba radiallahu anhum, وَسَلُوا اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةَ. That whenever you make dua for afia. Make dua that Allah protects you from every trial, every calamity. So you don't ask for difficulties. But again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an Majeed, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Those who understand Arabic will understand the emphasis in this word. Allah is telling us, we will most undoubtedly test you. So we're going to have this patch where things are not going to go the way we want it to go. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. We will be put through a situation where we are overcome with fear. We are overcome with fright. خوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات. We may be put through a situation of hunger, of a loss of wealth. If a person is got crops, he's got farms, maybe a loss of crop. والأنفس والثمرات. A person may be put through a situation where a near or dear one passes away suddenly. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that definitely something is going to happen. But then Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. That give glad tidings to those who are patient. So it's going to happen. Allah is telling us it's going to happen. Something is going to go against the grain. How we don't want it to happen is going to happen. Psychologically, we need to have that in our mind. That everything is not going to be ideal all the time. So when Allah has already told us that it's going to happen, Allah is telling us afterwards, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who are patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. Those that when something afflicts them, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهُ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That they turn, and they turn their attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they acknowledge that whatever happens, we came from Allah, we're going to go to Allah. So even though we may not be able to avert some calamity, some trial, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has practically shown us how to get through it. Now this is the important thing. That we may not be in a position to avert it, but at least we should try to get through it without it overcoming us. And the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is the epitome of sabr. If you have to look at from the very inception of Allah's Nabi, he was born, his father was not alive. At a young age, his mother passed away. Then his uncle passes away. His grandfather passes away. His uncle passes away. Then the Nabi of Allah is granted nubuwwat. No sooner is he granted nubuwwat, what happens? His entire community turns against him. His own family turns against him. His only pillar of support, Khadija radiallahu anha, is there with him. They are thrown into the valley of Abu Talib, 3 long years. What we see in Gaza today is a shadow of what the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba went through. Completely boycotted. Nothing is allowed to come out, nothing is allowed to come in. Sahaba looked. So if you're talking about hunger, the Nabi of Allah experienced it. If you're talking about the loss of a near and dear one, the Nabi of Allah experienced it. They come out from the clay, the valley. The pillar of support, Khadija radiallahu anha, she passes away. The loss of a spouse. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had Qasim radiallahu anha. Then Zainab, Ruqiyya, Umm Kulthum radiallahu anhunna. And last was Fatima radiallahu anha from the daughters. At the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had barada from this world, at the time when Allah's Nabi met his Allah, from all his children, only Fatima radiallahu anha was alive. So he was a father who experienced the loss of his child. He was a man who experienced the loss of his parents. He was a man who experienced the loss of his spouse. In Medina Munawwara, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a son by the name of Ibrahim. And Ibrahim is about breathing his last. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes in the company of some sahaba radiallahu anhum. And he takes the son of his, an infant, a young child. And he brings him close to him and he sniffs him. Now a person knows, a person got a small child, you hold that child and you sniff that child. And then the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is holding this child and the Nabi of Allah is tearing. The Nabi of Allah is crying. And Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu is there. And he's looking at the Nabi of Allah crying. Now when he's looking at the Nabi of Allah, he is looking at the epitome, he is looking at the height of an individual who is always pleased with the decree of Allah. Irrespective of what happened, Allah's Nabi was always pleased with his creator's decree. So Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu is looking at the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he understands full well that my Nabi is happy with the decree of his Rabb. He is happy with the decree that Allah is going to take his child away. But still he is crying. Understand how the Nabi of Allah is a guide for us. When Allah sent Anbiya to us as a means of guidance, He sent men. Although they were sinless, in that regard we are different from them. They never committed a sin. But in the aspect of being a human being and having the emotions of a human being, the Nabi also had it. So if we feel pain, the Nabi also felt pain. If we feel hurt, the Nabi also felt hurt. If we feel anxious, the Nabi also felt anxious. If you have to look at the tafsir of Surah Wadduha, if you have to look at the tafsir of Alam Nashrah, then these two surahs were revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a means of consolation for his Nabi. But the Nabi was going through extreme difficulty in Makkah Mukarramah. It bore heavily upon the back of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what he was going through. He was a human being. He felt it. So as a means of consolation, Allah sent these two surahs to console him. And by extension for us as well. So nevertheless, I'll come back to this inshallah. Coming back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's crying as he's holding his son Ibrahim. And Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu is asking the Nabi of Allah, "Oh Nabi of Allah, you are crying?" So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that these tears are a means of, it's mercy. That any person has that mercy, then he will cry. But then the Nabi of Allah drew the line for us to understand also. The Nabi of Allah says, "Inna al-ayn tadma' wal-qalb yahzan." That undoubtedly the eyes are tearing. And the heart is grieved. A natural affection for a parent, for his child. So the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was grieved on that occasion. But then the Nabi of Allah draws the line that where does your emotion stop? Now this is an important thing. That we are going to be overcome with emotions. Emotions are going to overtake us, yes. A person is going to be put into a situation, he's going to feel anxious. He's going to be put into another situation, he's going to cry. But where do we draw the line? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Inna al-ayn tadma' wal-qalb yahzan." That the eye tears, the heart is grieved. وَلَا نَقُولْ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى رَبُّنَا. This is the line. But in spite of having these emotions, in spite of going through that pain and the difficulty, the line we draw is we will only say that which Allah is pleased with us. Many a times a person is put into a difficult situation. It's a sudden loss. Maybe a person's child. Maybe a person buys a brand new car, takes the first turn, someone doesn't see him, knocks him. What a person goes through. Definitely it's going to hurt, it's going to pain. But where do you draw the line? Sometimes a person will go to the extent, "Oh Allah, it was an innocent child. You should have rather taken me instead." Na'udhu billah. As though we understand Allah's planning better than He understands His planning. Many a times things will happen. Calamities will fall. The broader picture we don't understand. The good that comes out of it we don't know. Today is a gloomy day. Today is raining. Maybe someone wanted to go to the beach and swim. So he's a bit upset about it. But you need to understand, for that rose to blossom, you need the rain. When the sun shines, you'll appreciate the beauty of that rose. We'll go through patches in our lives. Doubtedly. It will be tough. But what, only when those days pass, then we'll appreciate what we went through and why we went through it. So even in that situation, we don't lose track that Allah is in control. And we don't lose track of the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carries on and he says that we will not say anything that our Rabb is displeased with. We will only say that which Allah is pleased with. Meaning we will not let our emotions drive us to the point where we question the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَمَحْزُونُونَ And the Nabi of Allah says that, O Ibrahim, with your departing, we are most undoubtedly, we are grieved about it. I see, this is the line. That our emotions will play out to a certain point and then it stops. We will not let our emotions override our intellect. If you have to look at the people of Gaza, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped the people of Gaza. And Allah will help the people of Gaza. It's just a matter of time. It's not whether Allah will help or not. That help will come. It's just a matter of when that help will come. Inshallah it will come soon. But if you have to look at these people of Gaza, there are recorded studies, there are recorded articles. People in America, people in various parts of the world accepting Islam. Based on what point? Their families are gone. Their buildings are gone. Their lives are gone. Everything is gone. But the end of it, those that are doing the bombing, those that are doing the killing, those that are taking the lives of those innocent children, they are the ones wearing nappies. They are the ones going insane. They are the ones who are committing suicide. And these people who have suffered the loss, they are still going wrong, still going strong. What strength do these people have that those people don't? These people believe in the promises of Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Irrespective of what happens to them, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for us. That believe that Allah will give me something in lieu of what I am going through. That is the robe of hope of a Muslim. I'll conclude on this, inshallah, my time is up. Allah's Nabi says that hadith I quoted in the beginning, that the affair of a believer is very, very strange. The Nabi of Allah says, Ajaban li amri al-mu'min. Amazing is the affair of a believer. And this affair that is being referred to applies only to a believer and nobody else. Meaning Allah has given us something that a disbeliever doesn't have and can never have. So what is that? Allah's Nabi says, وَلَيْسَ ذَاكْ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّى شَكَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرَ اللَّهِ There's only one of two situations in life. Things are going well or things are going otherwise. But if a believer, things are going well for him. Financially, things are going well for him. In his home, things are going well for him. And he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ni'mas upon him. He appreciates the favors of Allah on him. He wakes up every day with a heart of gratitude and he thanks Allah. Allah's Nabi says that this situation that he is in, even though he may be enjoying, the car he wants to drive, he's driving. The house he wants to stay in, he's staying. The life he wants to live, he's living. But he's grateful for what Allah has given him. Allah's Nabi says that that is better for him. Meaning the shukr that he is making for those ni'mas that Allah has bestowed him with, Allah will grant him jannat inshallah. On the other hand, if a person is in a situation, a person is in a difficult situation, some calamity befalls him. But he is patient upon the difficulty. He makes sabr. He understands this came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he anticipates reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَكَانَ خَيْرَ اللَّهِ That person in that situation, things are not going according to plan. But he's turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's bearing it patiently, he's not questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This situation for him is better for him. So irrespective of the life of Muslim leads, whether he's enjoying life or whether things are not going according to plan, Both are roads to reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is the attitude we adopt when in that situation. That is the important thing. We ask Allah to grant us understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.